This is the Puppy Training Podcast, episode number 68, Barking and the Dog Training Model. This podcast is designed to help you on your journey of becoming best friends through love and learning as you train your own dog from home. And I'm here to help you every step of the way. This is the Puppy Training Podcast, and I'm your host, Amy Jensen. Everyone, how are you today? I'm happy to be here to talk about something that many dog owners are wondering about. That's barking. Do any of you have a dog who barks? Do they bark at something outside the window? Maybe when they see another dog to get your attention? Some bark when playing. That's a happy bark, right? There are many reasons why a dog may bark, and some barking I'm okay with. Happy barking, for example, to a point, right? Well, other barking is not something I want to become a habit. But first, thank you for listening. It is because of people like you that I get to do what I love. So thank you. Also, welcome if you're new to the podcast. I hope you are finding wonderful training tips here to help you and your dog. And if you're waiting for a puppy to arrive, congratulations. I'm excited to help you get ready. So we are getting our own family puppy in 6 weeks, and we can hardly wait. We plan on shooting lots of new video footage to help you on your own puppy training journey and are excited to do it together with you. So as a review for today's topic, if you haven't already, check out episode number 56, How to Solve Any Dog Training Problem. If you've already listened to it, you'll recognize the ABCs of dog training, and this formula is super useful to change any behavior that our dog may exhibit that we wish to change. So today I want to apply this model to barking. Let's just review quickly on the ABCs. So A is what happens before your dog barks. Okay, we call it the antecedent. I know that's super fancy, so just remember A. A happens before your dog barks. B is the behavior, right? That's the dog barking. That's the behavior that we're talking about. And C is what happens right after your dog barks. So that's the consequence. The A and the C pieces are what we need to focus on to change the B, the behavior of our dog. My favorite place to focus is on the A. Remember, it's that antecedent. It's whatever happens before my dog barks. If I can focus on what happens before they bark, I'm more likely to change their behavior. So why? If I can redirect my dog before they're practicing it, it never becomes a problem. And it definitely does not develop into a habit. So think about that for just a minute. If we focus only on the C, only on the consequence, what happens after my dog barks, the barking is still happening. The dog is still practicing the barking. It's part of that behavior chain, if you will. So we tend to get stuck in vicious cycles when we only deal with the behavior after it happens. If I can intervene before the barking happens, then the behavior does not get practiced, which is a huge win. Sounds great, I know, but how do I do it, right? So let me walk you through the process, as it is important to know what to do when your dog barks and then how to stay ahead of it the next time. Let me say that one more time. I'm going to walk you through the process because, yes, your dog's going to bark. You're not always going to be able to prevent it. So I'm going to teach you what to do in that moment and then how to stay ahead of it the next time. So first, with barking, identify your dog's different barks, because there are different barks, like we mentioned at the beginning. And I need you to try to assess why your dog barked. What's their motivation behind it? Let's just take the common example of your dog barking because they see a delivery person in your yard. Can anyone relate to this? So if your dog is barking for another reason, you'll be able to use the similar steps to solve that as well. But let's just use that one specific example. I love having specific examples. My mind seems to wrap around what to do and the process of it. And then I can start to change that around to different scenarios. So let's use a really specific example today. So recognize in this particular scenario that your dog is barking out of the window at something that they see. There are possible outcomes, right? So dog sees the person in your yard and barks. The person walks away when they are done with the delivery. The dog could think that the barking worked to make that person leave. The consequence in this case could reinforce that barking behavior. So recognize dogs do what works for them. And if they feel that the barking caused the person to leave, and that's what the dog wanted, they will most likely bark again in the future to get that same result. Make sense? So that's where we step in using the ABCs. I now know my dog barks when they see a person in my yard. Let's start with that one time that I don't catch the barking in advance, okay? So I'm a mom. I'm busy helping my child with math homework in the kitchen. You know, I pick math homework because I'm a math teacher, right? Super fun. I know you all love math like I do. Anyway, so I'm helping my child with their math homework, and I don't see the person coming, right? Catches me by surprise. My dog notices. Yep, they can hear them from far away. Smell them from far away, right? My dog notices, goes to the window to do their job, at least the job that my dogs assign themselves to do, which is to guard the property. My only option at this point is to focus on the C, the consequence, because the barking already happened. So I go to the window, I say, thank you, that's enough. And I redirect my dog onto a new activity, away from the window. The goal now is to totally change the brain channel of my dog onto something else. Maybe this is an alternative behavior like a downstay near me or mat work where they settle on place until released. Maybe I tether my dog to me and I give them a chew as I finish helping my child with that homework that we're working on. Or if my dog is due for a play session, we start some games and incorporate training into the fun. Maybe my child needs a little brain break and we'll play hide and seek for a minute or two. So this redirecting is where the A comes in, and now I'm in prevention mode. I don't want my dog to go back to the barking behavior, so I prevent and train new behavior. I am a huge believer in setting my dog up for success. If I don't want them to bark out the window, I prevent them from going back by giving them something else to do. I could possibly gate off that room, close the window, shut the blinds, whatever. Then I make a note to set up training sessions, recognizing that people coming into my yard is a trigger for my dog. It sets them off, right? So I can teach my dog what to do when they see the delivery person instead of barking. I then pay the dog for the good behavior that I've taught them, and that tends to get repeated, which leads to success. So what does that training session look like? I would practice with a family member or a close friend. They can stand outside the window. The second my dog sees them, I lure my dog to me and help them make eye contact. You can even bring your fingers up to your face to help lure your puppy up to look at you. When my dog looks my way, I mark yes and I reward them. We then go right into a favorite game like tug or find your toy. I would repeat this 10 to 20 times until your dog is seeing the person out the window and looking at you automatically. Like, hey, I saw a person, where's my treat? You always feed me for this, right? Or, hey, I saw a person, let's go play tug now, because we always go and play that game right after I see the person. They'll start to make those connections. So then you know you're ready for step two when they're looking at you in excitement like, oh, I saw a person, right? And I know what to do. We've practiced this. Step two involves practicing with someone my dog doesn't know as well. So instead of using a family member, maybe my child's friend comes over. And my dog possibly knows that friend. They come over, you know, every once in a while. So at least it's not a stranger. I'm, again, trying to set my dog up for success and take that next easiest step. So my child's friend comes over. We practice the same thing. My dog goes to the window. They see the person. They look at me. We go play. My dog goes to the window. They see the person. They look at me. We go play. And we teach this new reaction. So now when my dog sees a person outside the window, they're like, oop, time for a game. Or Amy's going to feed me a treat. Let's go play tug. Let's go play chase or fetch or whatever it is that we're going to play. And now we've done it with a second person. So I would repeat that process and work up to getting the same good response when that delivery person comes. You know, that might be that last step on the ladder. As we climb each step, we just make it a little bit harder each time, but we're still wanting our dog to be successful. So we're not making it too hard all at once. So in the meantime, it is important that you limit access to that room. I want to prevent my dog from practicing the barking out of the window as much as possible. I set time aside daily to work on the training. And then as my dog improves and gets better, we can allow access on a limited basis and just continue that balancing act until my dog is giving me that look at me response whenever they see someone outside. And I'm preventing and managing while we teach the new behavior. I promise that's the fastest route to success. So yes, there will be times when the barking happens. You weren't able to prevent it. So we handle the C side of the ABCs by interrupting right away. Then we redirect. But do your best to remain on the A side of the ABCs as the preventing of habits keeps them from forming. Now, if you see your dog headed to the window, interrupt before they get there. Try to anticipate what they will do when they get there and give them a better job to do before you are then required to react on the C side of things. Make sense? So I see my dog headed to the window. I'm anticipating they might bark. And instead of letting them get to that point of where they're barking, they're headed to the window. They're looking at the window. Hey, puppy, touch. Hey, puppy, come. Puppy, sit. Puppy, down. Puppy, go to bed. I have a whole host of things I've trained my dog to do that I can replace that, you know, behavior of going to the window with. Cool, you guys. Okay, so this is a game changer in dog training. Once you get this concept and you understand, okay, my dog does a behavior I don't love, so I'm going to interrupt it and redirect it. Now I'm in that prevention mode. I'm on the A side of things and I try to manage and prevent. And then I set up some training sessions to really tackle that specific behavior, the triggers that lead up to that behavior. And I try to change those for my dog and teach them new behavior when they see, for this example, a delivery person. Once you understand this, I'm telling you, it is a game changer. Daily life with your dog improves. So try to stay one step ahead of them, give them tasks, teach your dog what to do. Focus on what you want them to do, and then reward them for that good behavior. Train them to do a basic sit and a down stay, go to bed or mat work. Those are my absolute favorites. We teach you in our online puppy school how to train and improve these behaviors. If you need help, please check us out at BaxterMBella.com. My team of trainers and I would love to help you and your puppy. You guys have a great week, and I'll talk to you soon. If you have a question about anything you heard on this podcast or any other puppy training question, visit my site, BaxterMBella.com, to contact me.